Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. Let's go to the Irish Mile legend, Ray Flynn. Ray, who is the CEO of Flynn Sports Management in Tennessee and a native of Longford Town, which you know, somebody from Longford never goes astray on this program. Ray, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
Listen, tell us about yourself, and you do hold Ireland's record for distance, but give us a fill us in on that.
Yeah, well, I hold the Irish record for the mile and the 1500 meters since 1982, and they're the longest standing records in athletics in track and field, and. No, I was part of a great Irish group back in my day, including, Eamon Coughlin, Frank O'Mara, Marcus O'Sullivan. And I was fortunate to set the record. And, Eamon, of course, is far more noteworthy than I. And, in fact, we set the world 4x1 mile record in 1985, which still stands. So we had a great time racing each other and... very fortunate for the career that I had with racing.
Now, the New York Roadrunners Millrose Games coming up next, this coming Saturday. Yes. But actually, there's a success story from last week as well.
Yes, yeah, so this is the 108th New York Roadrunner Millrose Games coming this Saturday. And, you know, we moved to the Armory on 168 3 years ago, and it's been a terrific success. You know, people were apprehensive about it, but it's the Millrose Games has gone so well there that we had a second meeting called the Armory Track Invitational this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we had college universities from all over the country. Of course, it's a fabulous place to race, and it's raced. There are competitions there almost daily in high school. But we had a fantastic meeting. It was 2 days long, but we had a two-hour invitational window of competitions and some great races, including a brilliant Irish team that came across and ran the distance medley relay. And they finished second, but they were, along with the U.S. team, inside the world record. And it's a great platform and tee up and launch for the Millrose Games coming on Saturday week, this the 14th.
Okay. Now, tell us about the Millrose Games coming up. It's a day-long event.
It's about 6 hours long, but that includes high school and club races. But the main televised and invitational professional side of the meeting takes place from 6 to 8 p.m. That's when people will come, and we've sold it out the last few years, and of course it's on NBC Sports.
Right.
It's on national television. The Millrose Games is the oldest and the most famous indoor meet in the world, and of course it's 108 years old, and it's people know the Wanamaker Mile. We've had some fantastic events in that race over the years, and we have some of the best world athletes in the world competing. So I have been directing it for the past 3 years, and I'm very excited about that and looking forward to an even better competition this year.
We do know now, can you just tell us about the tie-in of the Roadrunners club and the Millrose games, are they connected?
Well, we are connected. In terms of the Millrose games is, of course, the freestanding event owned by the Armory Foundation, but the New York Roadrunners are the sponsor of the Millrose games. And it's a perfect partnership because New York Roadrunners is, you know, the most famous road racing club in the world, and it's a great organization. It has, you know, I think 70,000 members plus, and they are so involved in all aspects of running, from young kids to club running, and they support running and track and field in a great way. And they came on board to be our sponsor, and we've partnered really well together. And yeah, they really help us in a big way, especially with the Wanamaker Miles, which are the centerpiece of the Millrose Games.
Now,
so we're very appreciative of New York Roadrunners.
Now, the Millrose Games, they actually took... those are the games that were in Madison Square Garden from...
That's correct.
...back to 1914.
Yes.
Now, yes. What... So what are... Does Ireland have any role in the Millrose games this next Saturday?
Well, there is really one athlete that's representing Ireland in the Millrose games, and that would be Ciara Mageean in the 3,000-meter race. And Ciara Mageean is a silver medalist at the World Junior Championships. More recently, she was third at the Fifth Avenue Mile in September. And she is, you know, one of the best and brightest prospects in Ireland in middle distance running. And she will race in the New York Roadrunner Millrose games. She is the only Irish athlete in the meet at this time. Of course, we had the distance medley relay group last week running on the relay, and of course they performed really well. But
yeah,
Ciara will be the representative, and of course I directed, so there's the connection.
There, very much so. Okay, and just to double back to last week, though, teams from, so the U.S. actually won. Ireland came in second.
Yes.
But you also had teams from Kenya and...
We did. The Kenyan team was fourth, and they had their leadoff leg wasn't so good. Their anchor, their anchor miler, ran 3:52. So a distance medley relay is 4,000 meters. It's a three-quarter mile, a quarter mile, a half mile, and then a mile anchor. It's in meters, but that's the equivalent. And the world record was 9:25. The Americans came home with 9:19, and the Irish team ran low 9:25, also under the record. But the Americans got a great start from Matthew Centrowitz, and but it was a great race because it came down to a kick, and you know, both teams broke the record, so everybody was happy, and we had a great crowd, and everybody enjoyed themselves. It was on TV, on NBC Sports.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
As will the game coming up on
coming
Saturday on Valentine's Day.
There's on Valentine's Day,
there's
yeah,
another connection, considering
yes,
that the great...
Well, we hope people will come watch the meet. It's a historic meet, and it's still finished at 8 o'clock and time to go to dinner. And so you can... People who love track and field, as many people mark it on the calendars, they like to come watch the meet, and they can go out, I'm sure, afterwards, and it'll be a good evening.
We want to wish you luck. Now, how do people... I know you were sold out, and there's still... There are still some tickets available. How do we get information, and how do we get tickets?
Yeah, they can purchase them on armorytrack.com. That's the easiest and best way to buy tickets to the Millrose games.
Okay, that's armorytrack.com.
That's armorytrack.com. www. That's... And, you know, Millrose games are front and center on that website. And,
excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, we want to wish you luck. And again, we've been, we've been hearing about all the Roadrunners, the Millrose games. From a good friend of ours, Christine Latigano and Nicholas. And
yes.
So this is going to be, again, 108 years later, you should be getting it right by about now.
Yes, you'd imagine. but it's history. And, it's wonderful to look back at the legends we were speaking today. Bernard Lagat has won the Wanamaker Mile 8 times. He passed Eamon Coughlin. And then Eamon had 7 wins at the Wanamaker Mile and the Millrose Games. And then third place is Marcus O'Sullivan with 6. Another good Irishman.
Another, absolutely.
Yeah,
okay.
And then the great Glenn Cunningham has 6. So they're the top 4 cumulative Wanamaker Mile winners. So there's a great, great Irish tradition there. And, in fact, Eamon's Masters world record will be under pressure from Bernard Lagat, who's coming back. He's 40 now. He wants to break the world Masters record. Eamon has run 358, if you can believe.
Absolutely. Oh, God. All right. Listen, good luck to you again. And the website, friends, to get tickets or to find out more about the Millrose Games is Armory, ARMORY, track.com. We'd like to remind you that it's the Armory is that Washington Heights?
Yes, Washington Heights, 168th Street.
168th Street.
Yeah.
Okay, our guest, Ray Flynn.
All right.
Good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
All right. All okay, right. And friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.